No secret at all, Fowler said, taking the opportunity to withdraw his gold watch from the pocket of his waistcoat, flick open the cover and glance at the dial. It was past 11. He should retire, only the necessity to uphold the bank's reputation kept him there. In point of fact, the precautions are of my own devising, and if I may say so, I invite you to point out any weakness in the established plan. He glanced from one face to the next as he talked. Each gold bullion shipment is loaded within the confines of the bank itself, which I hardly need mention is wholly impregnable. The bullion is placed in a number of iron-bound strong boxes, which are then sealed. A sensible man might regard this as protection enough, but, of course, we go much further. He paused to sip his brandy. Now then, the sealed strong boxes are taken by armed guard to the railway station. The convoy follows no established route, nor any established timetable. It keeps to populous thoroughfares, and thus there's no chance that it may be waylaid on the road to the station. Never do we employ fewer than 10 guards, all trusted and long-standing servants of the firm, and all heavily armed. Now then, at this station, the strong boxes are loaded into the luggage van of the Folkestone Railway, where we place them into two of the latest Chubb safes. Indeed, Chubb safes, Pierce said, raising an eyebrow. Chubb manufactured the finest safes in the world and was universally recognised for skill and workmanship. Nor are these the ordinary line of Chubb safes, Fowler continued, for they've been specially built to the bank's specifications. Gentlemen, they are on all sides constructed of 1/4-inch tempered steel, and the doors are hung with interior hinges which offer no external purchase for tampering. Why, the very weight of these safes is an impediment to theft, for they each weigh in excess of £250.
Most impressive, Pierce said.
So much so, Fowler said, that one might in good conscience consider this to be adequate safeguard for the bullion shipment. And yet we have added still further refinements. Each of the safes is fitted with not one, but two locks, requiring two keys.